Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Cereal from the Box. I'm Gianna.
And I'm Marie.
And this is the podcast where we talk about eating, sleeping, breathing, and living your life free of diet culture.
Woo!
Marie, how's your week been?
It has been the same old, same old. I feel like I don't have anything new to share.
Oh. Okay.
I know, like, so sad for me, right? But I do the same, like, three things every week. I go to school.
Oh. Didn't
I go
you
to
do
fields.
Didn't you do a photo shoot this weekend?
Oh, yeah. I guess that's fun. Yeah. So,
tell
with
me
some
about
of
it.
Our friends. Yeah, so, basically, I had a vision. Well, actually, Gianna, we wanted to do this photo shoot. This is what inspired me. And I was like, we got to do a photo shoot in a tennis court, obviously. And when COVID hit, we were like, all the tennis courts are locked, so we can't get in. But here's what I found out, G. There's another door. You know the door that we saw that was, like, padlocked?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's another one, and it has a key that we have. I don't know why. I guess the neighborhood just, like, gives it out. And they're like, here's a key to the tennis court.
Wow.
So we used it. We got in. We took pictures. Oh, do you want to hear something funny?
Yes.
My mom was driving home. And to get to our house, you had to pass by the tennis court. And she said to me later in the evening, she goes, yeah, I saw people in the tennis court. I was like, what are they doing taking pictures there? And I was like, Mom, that was me. And she was like, oh, okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good
so,
old Tess.
But yeah, it was a fun time. Pictures came out really good, so I'm super happy.
Yeah, I saw them. They look great.
Thank you.
I will repost some of them on our story if anyone wants to see them, since
so
Marie's account is private.
Yeah.
Because she is a professional adult. Cool. That's so fun. And they do look really gorgeous.
Thank you. What about your week and your artistic endeavors? What have you been up to?
So, let's see, what has happened since last time we spoke? I worked a lot. I have, like, four jobs. I'm bribing
four.
The kids that I nanny to, like me. So I keep buying them junk food because their parents are, like, super organic. So I keep buying them, like...
Oh, my God.
I bought them, like, gourmet chocolate pretzels.
Oh.
So they'll be nice to me, like, with Halloween sprinkles.
Wow.
I went apple / pumpkin picking to do my duty as a basic bitch.
Amazing.
I took some pictures, drank some apple cider, ate a donut. I ate so many donuts this weekend, actually.
Delicious.
It was
our favorite donut place in Baltimore, it's called Cloudy Donuts Co., I think.
Mm-hmm.
They're like a black owned business, and Jesse and I found them and were like obsessed, but they keep having the same flavor. So the past couple of weeks that we're like, it's not worth it to drive up there, but they're heavenly. So
no, yeah, definitely when I'm home, if I ever can come home again, let's go.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I know there's like other places too.
There's one in Frederick.
Yeah. I've never been.
This is Frederick, Maryland. It's really good.
What other Frederick is there?
I don't know. Maybe Frederick, Virginia?
Virginia?
I don't know where people live. There might be a Frederick in other states.
I mean, probably, but I do not believe other states exist. Just kidding. Just kidding. That's not true at all.
A lot. I got really drunk on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I drank two cans of cider and, like, two shots of vodka, and then I ate
odd combo.
A lot of cookies, I ate Old
Delicious.
Bay chips, I ate plain chocolate,
Did you make the Old Bay
pasta.
Chips?
No, I bought them at the grocery store. I was so shocked to see them. They're called crab chips.
Wow, I can't believe Maryland is taking over every single other state.
Yeah, I'm very pleased. But then I really felt so sick, and I was watching the new Borat movie, which I highly recommend.
Borat?
It was so freaking hilarious.
What is it about?
So the first Borat is about a reporter from Kazakhstan who is played by Sacha Baron Cohen,
Okay.
and the main things about his character is he's racist, offensive, and anti-Semitic.
Oh, wow.
But the funny thing is, like, Sacha Baron Cohen is literally Israeli,
Yeah.
so it's like he's making fun of himself.
Yeah.
And the new one is like he is trying to buy the United States' support by delivering a gift to Mike Pence
Oh.
from Kazakhstan. And
Yeah.
then his, not to give spoilers, but like his daughter ends up eating the gift, which was a live monkey. And then so he's like,
What?
let me gift my daughter to Mike Pence instead.
I'm
So
losing my
it's a whole
marbles.
thing, and like it, the whole premise is that he uses people in real life that don't know he's acting. So he's like really does these things.
Wow, this is like a different breed of
Yeah, it's
genre that
like
I've never seen before.
mockumentary, but real.
That's really good. Okay, we have
It's
to watch it
hilarious.
sometime.
I'll watch both of them again with you.
Amazing. Cool. We should definitely do that.
It's like Noam's favorite movie, so that's why we watched it.
I'm not surprised at all by
He loves things that are anti-Semitic because he's Jewish. He thinks they're hilarious.
I honestly don't even know what to say to that.
It's like it's a joke. It's like such a joke so that he doesn't find it offensive.
Interesting. I
Okay,
mean,
and moving
that's a
on.
good thing, I guess.
Yeah. Anyways, that's me.
Amazing. Well, looks like
Donuts
you had
and
a,
drunkenness.
yeah, action-packed weekend.
It was.
Amazing. So, what did you want to talk about this week?
So this week, I want to talk about something that is near and dear to my heart, which is athletes and body image,
Yeah.
just because I feel like it's pretty like well known, like, oh, like dancers have like, oh, they're anorexic, whatever, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But it's not a dance exclusive problem. And I just
Right.
like want to talk about like different sports that have these issues and like talk about sports that are actually very inclusive, which I know Marie has a lot of experience with.
So a little. I don't have that many much
I
sports
don't
experience
know.
in general, but I do know a
I
lot of people
mean,
in this in these situations, I guess. That
yeah, you
like
have a lot of friends, so.
sure.
I only know dancers.
Well, that's your club, that's your place.
Alas.
Yeah. So, what is it like in the dance world, do you feel? I watched a YouTube video the other day. It was, I don't know if you know her name because I don't remember it, but she's like a dancer who I guess either got injured when she was younger or like something happened where I think it was maybe because of her, she's like
OMG, I
an immune
know
system problem, like an autoimmune disease.
Kate. Her
I don't
name's
know.
Kate. I
I should
know
probably
who
look it
she
up.
is. No, it's Kate, Ballerina. Katie, Miami City. She just got fired. Or no,
Yeah.
Katherine Morgan.
Well, she left. Yeah.
She left Miami City Ballet because she got removed from a role because of her body, even though she is literally a very straight size and very a small sized body,
Yeah, so.
because of her Hashimoto's disease.
Oh, she has Hashimoto. Okay, so she kept like. So I watched a video on it and she was talking about why she left and like how that experience with the ballet company really like wreaked havoc on her mental health and her body image and like impacted her eating and stuff like that. And she kept referring to that she had like an autoimmune disease that worsens when she tries to lose weight to fit these like unrealistic body standards that certain ballet companies, but I guess probably ballet and dance as a whole has. So it's a really interesting video to kind of hear her perspective in like a professional sense, and like how that happens, because she was talking a lot about how like not only did they like remove her from roles that she was quote unquote like guaranteed to have or like kind of put into her contract, but like they would continuously like ignore her and just like I don't know, like it was like a weird kind of like gaslighting situation, and she was like made to feel like really like othered and thought like she wasn't good enough, but there was no like reason that she wasn't good enough based on her abilities. It was just because she didn't fit the aesthetic that the company had, even though the company hired her when she was quote unquote not at her fittest and not quote unquote in ballet shape.
Yeah, they it was like a big publicity thing because they were like, because Katherine Morgan is really known in the ballet community for like speaking out about like taking care of your health, and she had this really famous exit of New York City Ballet, which is like the United States, one of the most elite companies in the United States, because she was really sick. So she like famously left when she was like one of the youngest stars, basically. She was like an up and coming like star, and then she got sick and she had to leave, and then so she like built up this like YouTube empire. And she has like millions and millions of fans and people who adore her. She writes columns in magazines. And so it was like this really big publicity, like, oh, Katherine Morgan's back in the game. Like she's hired as a soloist, which is like, so in ballet company rankings, there's like core, which is like the big group. Soloists is like they're in the middle, and then the like principals are at the top. So she got hired as a soloist, which is like a big deal. But they only used her for like character roles, which is like she's way better than that, you know. Even like at her base, like not her ballet shape, like she's still an elite dancer. So it was like, I think it was a publicity thing, and they just wanted to have her so they could seem inclusive. But yeah.
It was so frustrating to watch that video. And like, well, like honestly, because I mean she was kind of specific a little bit about like the behaviors that she was engaging in. And I don't know if she like refers to herself as like having an eating disorder or whatnot. I don't know what how she feels about that. But like the dieting behaviors that she was kind of talking about, in combination with like the amount of exercise that you have to do, in order to rehearse and stuff like that, it was just like really sad to like hear about, you know what I mean? And just like the amount of stress that she was putting her body under for so long because of other people's expectations of her and like for her career, kind of, more or less, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's like the tricky part about like being a professional athlete or like someone who's like in an athletic aesthetic career is that maybe you feel okay with your body and stuff, but like if you want to work, other people might not feel the same way as you do. So it's kind of like puts you in a tricky situation.
I mean, do you feel like in your own like journey or whatnot that the need to change your body came more from the pressures of your dance, I guess, or did was it more related to other stuff that you were trying to deal with?
It was really almost exclusively like from other people and like from the expectations of the field. Because I like remember one time in high school, like I felt fine, and then like my teacher like pulled me aside afterwards and was like, listen, like, and I was like, what do you mean? Like, I thought I looked normal, as I always did. So it's like I think that if I had not been a dancer, I probably wouldn't have had any urge to change my body, just because it would have not occurred to me, because I feel like I have a pretty average body, like I, you know, and I'm always was primarily motivated by fitting the aesthetic of my job. But luckily, I don't want to be a ballet dancer anymore, and so my life is so much better.
Do you think the body image standard is the same across all dance disciplines, or?
Don't think so at all. I think, okay, so postmodern dance, which is people like kind of running around and doing some phrases, but it's not necessarily a super I feel like there's no aesthetic expectations for that, because it's rejecting ballet, so there's no expectations. But in theater dance, definitely there's they don't want you to be skinny. They want you to be really fit, super abs and stuff, I feel.
So there's still an expectation though, in terms of
Yeah, but
how
it's
athletic you need to look.
yeah, it's because they want you to look like a real person, but not real. It's you need to look realistic. In ballet, it's you want to look ethereal. Is that the right word? Ethereal. And then for I feel like for theater, it's you have to look like a the best version of a human.
Got you.
But but that's just dance. But I feel like especially in sports like swimming and gymnastics, it has to be like a similar.
Yeah. I don't know why I know about all these celebrities, but that just made me think of Shawn Johnson.
See, Marie, this is why we're a perfect pair.
I think I just watch too much YouTube is really the bottom line. But
Mean, there's no problem with that.
yeah, she was talking she had a video where she was talking about the eating disorder that she had while she was an Olympian. It blew my mind. I mean a little, 'cause you kind of expect it, especially for gymnastics. I feel like gymnastics is particularly harsh and not inclusive, just in general. You tend to have a lot of petite, thin white girls doing gymnastics as the aesthetic standard or whatnot. At least in the US. Obviously it's gonna differ country to country. But so I wasn't surprised to hear about her eating disorder story, but the amount that her coaches and stuff pushed that on her, that's what kind of blew my mind. They helped her get prescribed Adderall to suppress her appetite, and then she had an Adderall addiction.
Oh my God.
I was like, it's so sad and frustrating because it's like, I mean, she was a child for most of her career, right, as an Olympian, and to be struggling that profoundly with yourself and with your body, and just coaches putting you in medically compromised positions so that you can be the quote unquote the best athlete is really, really
But the
harmful
thing
and
is,
dangerous.
so the thing is, and this is the thing that gets complicated about sports, I think, like gymnastics and swimming and dance, and maybe horseback riding, but I'm not really sure, is that for some elements of your performance, it might be advantageous to be in a smaller body. For example, I had a friend who was a gymnast growing up, and she had to quit because she was too tall for the bars. She would literally hit her legs on the bar. She was too tall. She had to quit.
Really?
Yeah, it's
That's so
what are you gonna do
interesting.
about that? Nothing. Or for dance, I remember I was passed over for a roll once because I was too heavy for the guy to lift. And I feel like I wasn't any I feel like he was just weak, but it was my fault. He was a grown man. He could have easily lifted me up. But he was too weak, and then it was my fault.
Yeah, that's harsh to deal with.
So it's or for swimming, something like aerodynamic, I don't know, or So I feel like
Right.
for that's the complicated thing is your performance would be better if you were fully nutritional eat if you had full nutrition.
Yes, yeah.
But in order to meet certain requirements of your sport, you are having a deficit of energy. So you're never going to make it, and then it's like a cycle.
Can we talk about the most problematic sport? Wrestling.
Oh my God, don't talk
Holy,
to me about wrestling.
holy shit. I don't understand, like, how that's allowed. Like, just like all the things that they have to do in order to get their weight to be in the right class and whatever, whatever, whatever. I don't want to go
Yeah.
into details about it, but it's just like,
Do you remember there was a classmate of ours' brother who decided to become a wrestler, and he like went on this ridiculous diet, and then he like it was like he cut out like every food group except for one, and then like it was like wild, wild. It's like, how do you do this? How does a parent let their child do this and be
I
like,
don't
yeah,
know.
he's doing great?
Well, that's okay. That's like what's weird too, right? Because it's like, at what point does something get praised, right? And told, like, wow, what a great thing that you're doing, whatever. And what point do people recognize that as problematic and disordered behavior? Like, that's not okay that that happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like
Regardless,
sometimes I
like,
think about it now. Like to this day, I think about it and I'm like, is he okay?
I mean, I hope
Like,
so.
is he okay?
It's like hard to say too, because I think there's like, not that she's like in an actual sport, but this one like fitness person that I follow on Instagram, and I've mentioned her a couple times on the podcast, I think, but she's gone through like a whole journey of being able to restore her hunger and fullness cues, and just become a healthier version of herself and give herself permission to eat what she wants when she wants and all this other stuff. Great, love that for her. But what I noticed that's so interesting is like back when she was not adequately fueling herself and feeling like she needed to like fit this really thin ideal in order to be taken seriously in the fitness community, she like always described her relationship with food as like normal. You know what I mean? And it's only like more as her journey's progressed and progressed and progressed that she's been able to be like, yeah, I was really like concerned with my body image and like how I looked. And I was like, basically like it became more clear on like how her mindset and her relationship with food and her body was disordered and not healthy. You know what I mean? When at the time that she was deciding to fix, quote unquote, all these problems that she was having because of the restrictive behaviors that she was engaging in, whether or not she calls them that. It's just like, it's interesting when you think that, like, somebody's quote unquote fine or whatever, and how it might even take them some time to recognize, like, the kind of mindset they were in. When from the outside, it's pretty easy to see, like, that those behaviors are disordered. Do you know what I mean?
No, yeah, I totally understand that. And like I can relate to her because like when you see everyone around you, like if she's like in the fitness community, like seeing everyone around her partaking in like these behaviors, then like it seems like it's normal until you are out of the situation and you're like, that is not normal.
Exactly. So I just feel like it's weird because I feel like a lot of things can just slide under the radar, especially for men, when it comes to sports, because it just like seems like you have to do what you have to do. And especially like, I'm sure for people like, especially like in team sports, like I think, like, I don't know, like I know people that have done, I think lacrosse, field hockey, volleyball. I don't know if there's others, but those are the ones that are coming to mind right now. Like people that I know or have heard of, have done those sports and had a lot of, either developed an eating disorder or just had like a poor relationship with their body and with
I
food and
think
stuff like
also
that.
track.
Oh, I'm sure people in track. Oh, yeah. I definitely knew someone that was like on the running club and stuff like that. So it doesn't, I feel like sometimes it can even be more casual, like a lot of people that are just avid runners and things like that, and that becomes like a part of your identity in a way too.
Yeah.
Like a lot of that can just fly under the radar because people are, just praising you for your athletic abilities and what you can do.
Yeah.
And it is kind of like amazing how like resilient the body can be in some ways, like even when you're doing like really harsh things to it. And it's like, I don't know if you ever kind of like get that feeling of like, wow, I'm kind of surprised that I even made it through that. Do you
Yeah,
know what I mean? Like
sometimes I'm
just like the
surprised.
just like, I mean, mentally and then also like physically, like the intense like amount of stress that your body goes through when it's underfueled and then being overworked in a way.
Yeah, so I don't understand sometimes how I survived even high school at all, 'cause like I'm thinking about, so the last 2 years of school I was like dancing in the school show on top of dancing at dance classes, and then I would go after the rehearsals to make it up what I missed, and then like what would I eat? When would I eat? How was I not hungry and how was I not broken? Like, I'm surprised I didn't injure all my body parts all the time until now.
I'm getting like sad thinking about
No,
it.
I'm confused. I'm not sad because I was happy in this time. I was happy. I was like I like being known as the crazy person. I was doing great. So I'm like surprised that I survived that. And I'm surprised that I didn't really have such big issues in high school. I think it's interesting though, that sports that you wouldn't think have body issues, like have actually more serious issues. For example, like rugby, which you think would be super like an inclusive sport and stuff. I was reading some articles that were saying like how a lot of male rugby players suffer like from binge eating.
Oh, that's what feels not surprising. What other sports would that be
Like
like?
they're like un like they are malnourished, but because they just eat so much shit. 'Cause like the culture of the sport to like eat like really crappy foods, and so they don't have vitamins and
Oh, okay, I
nutrients.
see what you're saying. So like they're just like not adequately nourished in terms of like meeting all their nutritional needs. I see what you're saying.
So
That's
they're like
interesting.
binge eating a lot of like bar foods and like stuff like that, and they're like don't have the nutrients they need to perform.
Oh, wow.
So it's like a problem apparently among elite rugby players.
That is interesting.
And that a lot of them are like very like dysmorphic. Who would have thunk?
I mean, I guess like it does kind of make sense though, 'cause like for sports where like being in a quote unquote like smaller, quote unquote more athletic body is more the norm in your sport would more than likely lead to restrictive behaviors or, something like that. Whereas like sports where you need to be bulkier or stronger or something like that might encourage other kinds of behaviors or like binging or something like that. So that is kind of interesting to think about, just like the, I guess, I don't know, social role.
Yeah, like sports like football too, I feel could have similar issues.
Yeah, and I mean, I think for that, like, it really depends on like what position you're playing and like what's needed
I
in
mean,
your
I will say in high school I did know a football player, a singular football player.
just one.
And he said that the coach was like, none of you better become vegetarians because you gotta eat your meat 4 times a day or some
Oh
bullshit
my
about like
God.
eating enough protein.
Right.
It's just like, what if someone wanted to be a vegetarian? Like, leave them alone.
Yeah. I feel like, okay. Unrelated note, but I think this can also like just be an issue overall, or maybe it's like a little bit of an issue for me. But do you find that like in sports you just have instructors, coaches, whomever, teachers that just like yell at you
That's me.
all the time?
I yell so much to my students, but it's because I believe in them so much.
Do you
Like,
yell
I
words of
want them.
encouragement
I
or?
yell, why are you doing that? You can do it better.
Oh my goodness. I
And,
feel
like, I
like.
always get afraid that I'm, like, messing them up for life. But then I say, and then I go, I'm saying this with love.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you're clarifying. I
Yeah,
feel
and
like.
only one time I made someone cry, and I felt so bad that I also cried.
Oh
And we
that
had a
is
hug. It
upsetting.
was over.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like when I did horseback riding in particular when I was younger, I feel like I was yelled at a lot. Like told I was like doing things wrong and like the my instructor like being visibly like upset with me and because like I was also struggling with my body image at the time, then I like
Oh
conflated the
no.
two. So it was like, oh, I'm doing really bad at riding and all these other people are so much better than me. It's because like I'm not as thin as them. You know what
That's
I mean? Like
that's
that
how
dumb
I
like train of
felt.
thought.
But the thing is, I feel like I try not to give comments to students about their shape of their body or the
Well,
facility that they have.
I don't think anyone ever com that's the thing though. I don't think everyone ever commented about my body while I was riding. I just think that like the part of it is like me already struggling with my body image, but then too, like the inherent ideal
Yeah.
when it comes to riding and like in terms of like your equitation and thus like how you look when you're riding is like very strongly correlated with like being thin. So
Yeah.
thin body people tend to naturally look more professional or like their ec is better or whatever. So
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I definitely agree, except it's the opposite. Like, if I didn't get any attention from the teacher, I'd be like, it's because I look ugly. It would never be like they're giving me corrections because I'm, because like in dance, like the more corrections you get, the more the teacher likes you, because
Yeah.
that's like the more they believe in you. So I felt like if I wasn't getting any corrections or I was getting passed over for stuff, it was just because I was like too big, which some cases that was true, and in some cases I just wasn't good enough. Just a
Yeah.
fact.
Yeah, so I guess it just depends on like the culture of things, 'cause that's
Yeah.
definitely interesting. But after watching that dancer's video, she said something similar about like not getting any corrections, like being completely ignored.
And that's like the
So,
worst. That was
yeah.
like the worst. It's
Yeah.
just so depressing when like you're just doing your best and like being completely ignored. Like, not even like a good try.
Gold star, you did a.
That was on my forehead. I just like poked my forehead for everyone. Put a star right there. Sorry, excuse me. Just stretching my old bones.
Oh, fabulous. What are inclusive sports, Gianna? Can you think of any?
Didn't you say Taekwondo?
Well, I don't know if that's like a universal experience, but in my experience, I feel like it was pretty inclusive. Like, we had people of all different abilities, different ages, and we had varying genders. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I think
Bocce ball?
bocce ball. I know nothing about bocce ball.
I feel like it's just like that game you play at the arcade where you just throw a ball and you try to land it in the hole.
That's what that's called?
No, but I think it's similar.
Oh. I have no clue. What'd you think about bocce ball?
Because you said inclusive, and I feel like the special needs students always play bocce ball.
Oh. I thought they played like a baseball kind of game.
No. Maybe that's bocce ball.
I don't know.
Cricket?
Cricket? No, I'm sure cricket's like baseball. Well, I know cricket's like baseball, but I meant like in terms of like inclusivity and stuff like that.
I mean, honestly, I feel like it's really hard for sports to be inclusive unless it's like a designated, like, inclusive football team, inclusive
Yeah.
soccer, because a
Well,
lot about playing sports is winning, and you have to
which
be
is
the
dumb.
best at it.
Well, yeah. I don't know. I guess it like depends, 'cause like I mean obviously like when it comes to abilities, like you do have like the Paralympics.
But they're the best at being in the Paralympics.
Yeah, but I don't know what I was trying to say. I was trying to say that like depending, I mean like I obviously like don't really know 'cause I'm not a part of those communities. But I do feel like there's accommodations that you can have, like Molly Burke, God, another YouTuber. I'm really on a roll. Like she's a blind YouTuber, and she talks about how she made like a whole video about how she skis as a blind
That's
person.
so fun.
I was like, this is
I'm actually afraid of
amazing.
skiing, but like.
I have a bad skiing story, but also a really good skiing story.
Wait, but okay, I don't want to know because what if I want to go skiing one day? But the reason I don't is because I feel like so many dancers tear their ACLs when they go skiing and their career is over.
Oh, well, I mean, I guess that's valid. I mean, I definitely didn't tear my ACL. I just toppled over a fence because I didn't know how to ski.
Oh, I bet you were
It
so cute when you did that.
was really embarrassing because I was stuck.
Oh, never mind.
But I was a child, so it's okay.
Okay, but it was cute.
Yeah. But yeah, I guess it just depends what it is. But I feel like with like at the Taekwondo school that I was at, it didn't really matter what you looked like because you could still kind of like advance to the next belt without necessarily being like the best. So it kind of like depends. I don't know. I mean like my perfectionist self felt like I had to be the best for sure. But yeah, like there wasn't necessarily like one body type that you had to have in order to like be a black belt, for instance.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like that's something that I like worry about with my students is like, am I setting them up badly for the real world by not commenting on their bodies? Like, I don't want to comment on their bodies, but like, if one of them wants to become a professional dancer, I don't want them to be traumatized by someone, you know?
So, I don't think the solution is to traumatize them first.
No, I don't want to, but it's like, it's such a hard line to cross
But like, do you
because I
really
don't
think
want to
they
cross
don't
it.
already know?
That's the thing. It's like I want to believe that they know and they don't care. But I feel that I'm giving them such a loving environment that they're going to go out there and someone is literally going to like bitch slap them in the face and then, you know.
But also, I mean, like, think about it this way. Like, if you can build the protective factor of already loving your own body, already feeling good about your, abilities, athleticness, whatever it is, right? And being able to think highly of yourself and good of yourself, even if someone does come and like reject you in that way, you're gonna be a lot better prepared than the person who's already feeling bad about themselves and their body and stuff like that. You know what I
No, yeah,
mean?
that's
Like,
a good point. No, that's a good point. And it's just like, if there's industry expectations, by not adhering to them in my teaching, am I doing them a disservice by being like, hey, like, just so you know, someone might want you to do this.
Well, I mean, so that's the other thing is like, how can you expect to change your industry and their standards if you play by their rules?
Yeah,
Do you know what I
I
mean?
mean that's
Like,
true. Yeah,
I mean, that's
but
like with
how many
anything.
generations does it take?
I mean, probably a lot, but like, I mean, there's still been a lot of, I mean, even think about like the modeling industry, right? There's so many ways that that's changed for the better to be more gender inclusive, to be more size inclusive, things like that. Like, it's by no means perfect, but there's still a lot of change from the, like, say, 90s.
Yeah, no, for sure.
You know what I mean?
Definitely.
So it's
I'm
like,
like, I guess you're right. It's just like, it's hard for people to let go of what their perception of an athlete or like a fit person should look like. And it's like, I just am worried that I'm not preparing my students the way that I was prepared for rejection.
Do you feel like you were adequately prepared for rejection, though?
I feel like I was told, like, you're probably not gonna make it because of the way your body looks. And I was like, okay, but I'm gonna try anyways and just be ready to be told no. Like, I don't know. If I hadn't been told that, maybe I wouldn't have been told no. Maybe I would have been better.
I don't know.
That's the thing, it's like, you never know.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah. I just feel like there's not. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like for me personally, like in my ideal world, like body image would not be a focus of any sport.
Yeah, no, and it shouldn't
And
be.
like
It
your
shouldn't be.
performance would just be based on your abilities and however you come to those abilities, you come to those abilities. But
Yeah. No, I agree with you. And like, I wish that it had been different for me. And I think that's why I'm trying to make it different for them.
yeah.
I don't know. If only dance was like rugby and they had different parts for different sides.
But I mean, yeah, I guess like it's. I mean, it's kind of like what you said though, right? Like earlier, of like how you're not doing ballet anymore, right?
Yeah.
So it's
It's just
like.
so damaging to my mental health that I had to let it go.
Yeah.
But I don't regret it.
Yeah.
I feel sad about it, but I don't regret it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's hard.
Yeah, I don't know how to feel about it sometimes. It's like, I'm glad that I'm making a better choice for myself, but then like I see my students and how much they love it, and I'm like, ah. You know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know, it's weird. And it's like, it's just like scary to me to send them off to be teaching them these things and sending them into like a scary world.
Is that the end goal for dance? Is like you dance to become a dancer.
That's the thing, is like some people just do it for fun and I don't get
That's
it. It's like
because you're a dancer.
people that play sports and they don't want to be a professional sports player, I just don't get it.
Low key me.
You know, I'm like, why do you put so much time into things? It's like, I have no hobbies. I've said it before and I'll say it again. I have no hobbies except for reading, because how can you become a professional reader? You cannot. It's the only thing you can't
Your
become a professional.
a definition of a hobby isn't you can't become a professional at it.
I know, but for me, if I do something, I want to be the best at it. That's just my personality, and like, I don't
Well, I feel like
understand
that's a little.
investing. I don't understand investing so much time in something that you don't want to do forever.
But you don't have to do something forever professionally.
I don't get it. What do you mean?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
What do I mean? Like, if I could horseback ride for as long as I can, I would love doing that. And there's
I
still
just like,
opportunity for me to improve, and I still want to be good
yeah.
at it.
I just think if I was dancing and not dancing professionally, it would break my heart, so I wouldn't do it at all.
Yes, but there's other things that you can do that can be hobbies.
Like what?
What are good hobbies? Not that I have a lot of hobbies either. Hold up. Let me think. I'm gonna seriously answer your question. You could. I know Jonas looking
We'll
at my
talk
face
about
right
it
now.
later.
No.
We'll talk about it
Like,
later.
okay, I'm like thinking of several little things. I just don't know if those are things you'd be interested in. Like, I feel like fashion can be a hobby.
Really?
Photography can be a hobby.
Oh, I didn't know
Plant
that.
related stuff can be a hobby. I'm staring at all the plants in my room. Collaging, doodling.
That's
You
true.
could literally, I mean, I know I'm turning this into a profession, but like you could make cute little cards for people with your little doodles and like
Oh,
make them
that'd
kind
be
of
cute.
professional and then sell them. But
That's a good fifth job.
hobbies, no, don't do that to yourself. Hobbies can include maybe you start knitting or embroidery or I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, so if someone was an athlete who was really struggling with their body image, what would you say to them, Marie?
What would I say then? Honestly, I feel like every time that I've heard someone who is an athlete talk about their mental health, I feel like the number one thing that helps them to kind of improve their mental health and improve their relationship with their sport and with themselves was to either find other people in their sport that are feeling the same way that they are, or talk with their coaches, especially if they have like an accepting coach or something, someone like that who can be that role for you. I feel like opening up about what's going on is more important than, fearing that there's going to be negative consequences for you opening up. Because I feel like that's just like the any way that you can strengthen your support system, but particularly within your community of the sport that you do, I think is really, really important. So I feel like that leap can be kind of hard to take in order to open up about what you're going through, but I think like from what the experiences I've heard, that's usually the thing that's like a real game changer in order to like start being able to do what you need to do in order to like improve your situation.
For me, what I would say, like, what helped me a lot was actually stepping away and like reflecting on if I really wanted to be doing that to myself, like, or was it like the pressure of being in this field or in the playing the game, right? Like, do I really want to be that, or is that just what everyone is telling me to do? And like finding someone outside of your sport, actually. Like, so for me, I had a really great athletic trainer at Purchase who was like super helpful, and like also like if you want to talk to people who have been through the same thing, like Marie was saying, you can always DM me if you want to talk about it. But yeah, just like remove yourself and take a step back and reflect, like, why am I really doing this? It was like, you know, I don't know, like you're saying with Shawn Johnson and her Adderall thing, it's like, why are you really getting that Adderall prescription? Do you really have ADHD, or are you like just hungry? But yeah, so drug addiction aside, just like, I don't know, and you'll play better, you'll perform better if you're fully fed.
Yeah, I think that can be a really challenging thought
It was really
for a lot of
challenging to
people.
accept,
So,
but it really, like, I have grown more in the last 2 years than I had in the 14 years that I've been dancing, I feel. Like, because I was not suffering, my body was not falling apart, and I could focus. And, like, I think the focus is really the scariest part, is like when you're not fully nutritionalized, nutriented.
Nourished?
Thank you. When you're not fully nourished, you can't really focus. And that just throws you off, and you won't do as well. Even if you believe that your body isn't the most natural for your sport, you will get more out of your body fully nourished than you will just like bird fooding. And that's it.
That's the tea.
That's it for me. Marie, do you have anything else? Any news?
News.
I don't know. Anything else happening?
Do you know what is happening? Our Instagram account.
Oh, yeah, baby. Check it out.
It's at Cereal from the Box.
It's very cute. We have cute things there.
Yeah, lots of helpful posts, and you can also stay updated on when a new episode is coming out.
Yeah. Also, you can follow me at Gianna Bartolini on Instagram. In case you just want to know more about me personally, if you're nosy about my life, unfortunately, you cannot look at Marie's because she is a professional adult, but I am a fake adult, so feel free.
Yep, so go give us a follow if you'd like. Feel free to DM us. I can't speak. And leave us a question, and we'd love to answer it in a future episode.
We want to know about you. We want to know what makes you tick. We want to help you with your life. Neither of us is certified. Just a reminder, this is like big sister advice for you. But yeah, check us out, baby. See you soon.
Bye.